What can we learn from Dr. King's nonviolent methods?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
To achieve social justice, Dr. Martin Luther King chose nonviolent methods. He said, "Nonviolence actively resists evil, wins friendships and understanding, seeks to defeat injustice, not people, educates and transforms those who suffer, teaches love, not hate, fosters faith because it believes justice will win in the end." In Moses' first efforts to win justice for his fellow Israelites, he tried violence. He saw an Egyptian overseer beating his fellow Hebrew, so he killed the Egyptian and hid the body in the sand. Perhaps he thought he could deliver his people by killing the Egyptians one at a time. His plan backfired. When Pharaoh discovered what he did, he had to flee for his life. Fortunately for him, God overruled his flawed strategy. In Midian, where he fled, he met a young woman at a well, married her, and settled down. It took him 40 years to learn that violence was not the way to liberate his people. Exodus chapter 2 tells us that after the king of Egypt died, the Israelites continued to groan under the burden of slavery for some 400 years. Finally, God decided it was time to act. It's beyond us to fathom God's wisdom and how he chooses to bring justice for us or to act on our behalf. Our task is to seek his will, to act according to his word, and to trust him to bring justice in his own time and way.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com